This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Whoa! Wait, there's a train coming through town. Wait a second. That's one gaggy train.
Oh, I just got off the train. It's me, Nicole Byer.
You're back from war.
I'm back from the war.
I thought I'd never see you again.
I know. I went and I said, I'll probably die. I'm not good at fighting.
That's right. And you said you morally object to using guns.
Yes, I said I will bring one stone and a wish.
Well, I have terrible news.
What?
Since you've been gone, I've become a new podcast.
What?
I've become Drag Her.
No, it's been Drag Her.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just...
I was here for it.
I got lost in the metaphor.
I honestly was like, well, we have changed the name of this podcast. I was like, right. Does it have another new name?
I wish.
Well, this is Drag Her for
That's
now.
That's right. The one and only
RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast.
That's right. We have cornered the market. Thank you for listening.
Yes,
We're
thank
so
you.
Glad to have you back, Nicole.
Yes, I've been jet setting to glamorous places such as Rochester, New York.
Ooh.
Montreal, which, you know, is the Paris of Canada.
Yes, and Rochester is the Alexandria of America.
Yes.
We all
and
know.
I was in North Carolina, which is like Rome.
Truly, it's the Rome of South. It's the Rome of South. And
it really
where else?
Is. Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I had a meeting on Monday. And the guy at the meeting was like, so what did you do over the weekend? And I panicked because I couldn't remember.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, a show. And he was like, where? And I was like, oh, shit. The improv? I didn't have a show and I wasn't at the improv. I was flying back from Atlanta, but I could not remember. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And sometimes when you just start thinking about the panic, then it's too
late.
And it's today, you in Atlanta, Georgia. You and Nicole Page Brooks.
Me and Nicole Page Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia.
And I will never go hungry again. We are so excited.
I love Nicole Page Brooks. Me too. Last time I saw her was outside DragCon. Mm-hmm. Just asking if anybody wanted to smoke this blunt.
I saw her at DragCon when you were being interviewed by Rue. Mm-hmm. Betsy was sitting right next to her because we were very close because we got to walk up to the interview with you, mm-hmm. which was a gag and a half.
Right.
Where can I see that? Where can I hear the interview?
I don't know if it's going to ever be released for the world.
Why?
I don't know. It would either go up on YouTube. I think that's where it would go because there was camera set up.
Yeah.
I hope it ends up somewhere because we talk a lot about therapy and I think it's so important for people to hear.
Yeah.
To hear, you know.
It was gaggy.
Great.
I was there, so was Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
I love him.
Co-host of the pod.
How was that episode? I was so bummed to not make it.
So fun.
I've been so bummed to not.
I know, you couldn't.
It was so funny.
You were blessed and booked.
I was blessed and booked. Oh, Friday, do you want to go to Pre-Saint with me to see Meatball?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Wait, when will this come out?
This will come out, like, after.
Perfect.
So people won't know. But honestly, if you see us in the past at Pre-Saint,
you
say
hi. Say hello. Please say hello.
I would love it. Yes, I would love to. I love Meatball.
Perfect.
Okay, great. It's planned. Okay, what else? We have to talk about this fun episode.
We're
now at episode 5 of All Stars.
Yes, and I have not. I didn't watch the other two episodes.
In between.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance
Queens
to watch
behaving
my
badly in
between
in All Star girl groups.
But I was so bummed.
Yeah.
To see that it was just down to the four. I didn't realize that All Stars 1 was just 6 episodes.
6 episodes.
Which is so wild.
So short.
So short. I guess that's back in the day where World of Wonder didn't realize how thirsty and hungry we were for Drag Race.
This was logo money.
Honestly, the kids today do not understand the amount of time we had to wait between seasons.
No.
We, like, a year, a full year.
And we couldn't go watch Queens sell out auditoriums the way we can now.
No.
That was
not
happening.
You would have to catch them at a club. But even still, like, Instagram and... and social media wasn't as big back then,
no,
so like it was hard.
Just like in this season, there's the Guys with iPhones challenge.
Yes.
Because Guys with iPhones was still a website.
Yes.
Because now Instagram is the ultimate Guys with iPhones.
Oh boy.
I know.
It's really outstanding. And also watching it, bring back Chanel.
Oh, I love her. I think we should do it with a flourish, and but not too much, not just a little bit. But then I do it
wonderful
sexy.
Chanel.
I think you can do a better Chanel than me.
I love Chanel. I don't know. I would have to listen. I'm a little too tired. I would have to listen to her a little bit more. But no, I can't. I can't do it right now.
I was just watching season one where she's making over Sweepy.
Oh,
the young
boy.
That like fighter that she makes over.
Oh, yes,
and she does a great job.
The little black girl.
Yeah.
Season one.
So fun.
Is truly incredible.
Incredible.
If you have not seen, I tell people start with season 5. Ah, shit. I have a whole thing.
Do you have like a little thing?
Season 5 is my all time favorite season.
Really?
I really love
it. Because
season 5 is Relaska Talks.
Yes. We have our Jinx moments.
Jinx.
We get Alyssa V. Coco. Hello.
Alyssa Edwards is a gift to us all. and Shangela, when I interviewed her for my podcast, she was like, Alyssa didn't think she was like funny enough to be on reality. And she'd be like, but mama, is it funny?
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh so
hard.
She's
perfect.
She's a perfect human being. Alyssa Edwards is just a real dang treat.
She's perfect. I can't believe how good she is. I want to see her do everything.
Also, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You better give me Rebecca Glasscock again.
She'll come.
She'll
come back.
My Rebecca Glasscock. I want my Jade.
Uh-huh. Oh, you want Jade with the meaty tuck?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it was so funny. Every single episode, Rue was like, a meaty tuck.
I have an idea. There's no way you could possibly put that away. And Jade is embarrassed, which I get it.
Yes,
I
but also
it.
To be embarrassed about having a big dick.
Come on now.
Girl, there's bigger fish to fry in the ocean of problems.
Truly, if you're going to go catch a fish, that's right? a problem.
Right?
Catch a catfish,
I
not a minnow.
I would love to have a big dick.
Oh my God, me too.
I would
too.
Love to have a dick.
Yeah. They're fun.
But I also really love having a vagina. I really
See,
like it.
I don't know
it.
That. Yeah, Although, for me, getting like, fucked is quite the ordeal.
Yes.
It's
yes.
quite the ordeal.
You got to get an enema, which is mentioned mm-hmm. in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really clean up down there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who looked up foods you should eat in preparation for anal sex. And I was like, you did too much.
Too much. Just fiber.
I was like, just douche. Just do an enema.
Douche. I will say I've been taking Pure for Men. That's Pure for Men.
What's Pure for Men?
Pure for Men is this great like fiber supplement.
Oh.
And it's very marketed at gay men. And it's just like a psyllium husk.
Oh, and it really just cleans you out?
Yes, it helps pass okay. any sort of things through. I recommend that.
Okay.
And honestly, if I am bottoming and I want to get, you know, blown up,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably just like only eat like RX bars or something.
Oh, okay.
Like I'll eat like lightly.
Ah.
But that's not always true. Sometimes if I'm full, I can still get fucked and just be like, I'm not moving a lot. Just I'm full and fucked. So we're down to the top four.
Wait, what are you going to say? I was going to tell you another fuck story.
Tell me fuck stories.
So I was at a friend's wedding
uh-huh.
and we all got so drunk mm-hmm. at the after wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go wake up my friend's husband's brother and his boyfriend at the time, and they were sleeping in like the nicer area of the cabin. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go wake them up. Cause you know, I'll walk in on anybody. It's fine. Dicks don't bother. Like, fucking doesn't bother me.
I've
seen so many of my friends fucking.
I love it.
So I like opened the door and I was like, get the fuck. And then the smell hit me and I was like, oh my God, it smells like shit in here. And then, I'm trying not to say names. So then one of them was
so
just
you
like,
walked into a room where people were fucking.
They weren't fucking. I think they had finished fucking. Long ago.
Got it.
And the very bad shit smell. And then one of them was like, I stepped in dog shit. And I was like, sure. I truly think, I don't know, you shat on a dick and it's fine.
You shat on a dick and that's fine.
And it's fine.
Or sometimes you just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You just mix it up.
You know, you're just pumping it in the whiff. It's wafted in the air.
It's
kind
of like when you finish your smoothie and there's still like some schmutt on the bottom. And you're like, well, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And it made me laugh so hard.
Can I tell you, I was bonking my boyfriend the
yes.
other day, and it was a lovely good time. Here's the weird part though. We were like finishing and
yes.
climaxing, and
yes.
in the moment of finishing and climaxing, and we're kissing, and it's passionate. My boyfriend's little cute dog, and we didn't realize it, came up and like licked us on the face in the moment of nutting.
Mm.
And it fucked us up.
Yeah.
It fucked everything up.
I think dogs need to be put away.
Yes.
Because they can truly impede in a wonderful moment. There was one time I was fucking, I think maybe I've told him, why won't you date me? But I was fucking this dude and his dog, he was fucking me doggy style. And then his dog.
Your favorite.
Yes, I love it. That's my position.
Yes.
His dog jumped up on the bed in front of me and then nestled his little butt like into my chest.
Uh-oh.
Because I think the dog was like, so this is what we're doing. Then I was like, you gotta go. It looks
Dogs
like we're running a train
it.
On this dog.
They're like, you're having fun.
Yes.
I'm down.
Because it is fun. I love sex. Mono, I'm horny.
You're horny? Horny,
Although,
horny, horny?
I've been having a real white woman moment. I've been having CBD oil at night. And going to exercise classes in the morning. But I take
ordering
my little,
salads and laughing while you eat them.
And just, yeah, and then not choking on it. I take my CBD oil and I masturbate. And that's been really fulfilling for the last 4 nights.
That's
so
fun.
I'm not that horny. I'm less horny than usual.
Right. Well, you've been emptying the reserve.
Yes.
On
like,
the reg.
What month is it?
August.
I looked at my empty
wrist. Or September.
Wrist.
You did look at your empty wrist.
Is it September? No,
I
it's
mean,
August.
This will come out in September.
Okay.
I think.
Will it? Okay. Well,
doesn't matter.
My birthday is at the Well, August 29th, our birthday is the same day.
Our birthday party, which is a tradition we started last year, our 40th birthday.
But I don't know if I have any days to do it, and I'm really bummed about
it. I think we should do it later.
Okay, let's do it later.
Just do it late. I'm gonna still have a party, but like not a big one. I'm gonna have like a roommate party, and then we'll just do ours later, which I love. I'll just get to celebrate myself a lot.
Perfect.
Well, okay, we gotta talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
All stars, top four, Jarlexis went home. Were you bummed?
Yeah, it was a real bummer to see Latrice and Manila gone and Jarlexa gone.
It's a bum. But do you think it's the right top four? I mean, Chad should be there, but should Chanel?
Ooh. I think Chanel is an all-star who is really, really talented. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes she gets in her own way.
Yeah.
I think she overthinks things. And maybe, you know how, I think it's Coco Chanel who's like, before you leave, take off one thing.
Piece of clothing.
And Chanel is like, well, I'll put the rest of my closet on.
And which is weird because she's a Chanel.
Yes.
I mean, But yeah, Chanel's wild. She is definitely so much more chill in this season than season one. Good God.
Season one, she was very, very intense.
I love how crazy she is.
I really like Chanel so much.
Me too.
There's a severity to her, but also like a kindness and a sweetness. And I love the theatricalness of her costumes.
Yes. And one time I saw her perform in West Hollywood and she was lip syncing to a Greek pop song. And I was like, you better fucking work, bitch.
She's so wonderful.
Yes. She was lip syncing to Thespina Vandi, which is one of my favorite Greek pop stars. And I was like, how did you find this, you woman of the world?
I love when somebody has like a very unique, unsuspecting like thing that they love. Or like, you're like, how do you know about that? I love that.
So Rujubi has been in the bottom a couple episodes. Yes. My God.
Yes.
And then Shad gives a very pageanty answer where they're like, well, you know, like we just never know what's going to happen. And it just feels pageanty.
And then Chad was like, we're all bottoms now.
Right.
And I was like, well, no, one of you will be the top team and one will be the bottom team.
Exactly.
If anything, it's just, this is the last. Yeah. One will be the top, one will be the bottom.
It's like when people complain about their amazing problems.
Yes.
You're like, well, we went to Rio, but. The trip was hectic there. You're like, shut up.
It's like, yeah, you were somewhere cool and fun.
I almost wonder if they should have made them all solo sooner. I think here's my pitch on that. If you made them all solo sooner, we would get to see more episodes where now the drama of a team fracturing and a team fighting each other could happen earlier in this very short season.
Yeah. Here's maybe what I would have done. I would have eliminated teams as such, and I would have eliminated one of the teams this episode, and then the next episode I would have had everybody come back to battle each other.
To the death.
And then one from each of the teams gets to come back. And then boom, you have 87 more episodes.
And then when it gets down to the new final four, guess what?
You bring in a new crop of girls and say, you will be all stars. You have them compete. You send them all home because they're not all stars yet because they haven't done a proper season.
Yeah.
So then after they all go home, you bring back season three all stars.
Which, honestly, if they reset that season, I would watch. If they just said, reset, we get to do it again.
I would, oh my God, who won All-Stars Season 3?
Trixie.
Okay, yes.
Which, obviously, we know, like, Trixie's fierce as fuck, but, like, it wasn't the most exciting ending. Or it didn't feel gratifying.
It was just that jury.
Yeah.
That jury, I think, was
fucked it up.
Just a little shady, because it felt like the choice was made with grievances in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just the only thing.
That was it.
Meh.
RuPaul, I wish RuPaul would just be like, just would have been like, sorry, it's my show. Yeah. I pick the top two.
I feel like Ru was like, I don't want to hear the fan base complain about
truly,
my choice.
Truly, I'm sick of getting blamed.
It's really incredible.
Yeah.
The fan base is scary at
times.
They're
too scary. They're scary to both of us
at
times where they're like, you killed drag. And I'm like, no, we didn't.
Who said we killed drag?
Oh, the Dracula.
Wait, Dracula?
Yeah, Dracula. I was just saying a random name. Are you going to watch Dragula when it comes out?
Well, I started watching the first season, the one that Meatball's on. This is the second time I've mentioned Meatball. I fucking love her.
I love Meatball.
It's such a weird, cool show.
It's really weird and cool.
I really like that it shows a different aspect of drag than you see on Drag Race.
It challenges me.
It's, yes. And
the gross parts really make me feel grossed out.
The gross parts are so gross. And then everyone's so creative. I also just really love, I don't want to say they're sloppy. I think that's the wrong word. There's like a heart to it. If that makes sense, as opposed to like, I ordered this outfit from someone and they made it for me and it's tailored for my body. This is like a lot of queens being like, oh, this literally has like my blood, sweat and tears in it because it was hot in the room and I pricked myself 100 times.
Yeah.
And I cried and my blood is on it.
Speaking of, I started watching season two and like one of the first elimination challenges, we're going to put needles in you.
Yeah.
And whoever can stand the most needles gets to stay.
Yeah.
And I like had nothing but respect for them, but truly was sicked out.
Yeah, it is gross. I do love it though. And then the Boulay brothers, is that the name?
They have great looks. They're amazing.
I really like them.
I love them.
I love the monotone voice that they deliver everything in. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a hard opposite of Drag Race.
And I love the campy little theory moments they put in the show.
It's so much fun.
It's fun.
I just like drag so much.
Oh, it's perfect.
So much.
It makes, I've picked up this new book, Drag. Drag the Complete Story, I think it's called.
Oh.
We got sent a copy of it from the amazing Simon Doonan. Drag the Complete Story. The author himself. It's coming out very soon.
Wait, he sent it to just you?
He sent it to drag her.
Where's mine?
Well, I'll get you one. You can buy one. You're on 8 TV shows.
LOL.
So, back to the mini challenge where we have the basketball game.
Okay.
What does this have to do with drag? What does this have to do?
Miss this part of the show.
Talk to me. Because
I miss daytime drag. I miss the producers going to Ross Dress for Less and picking up just random fucking things for them to put on.
Truly.
I miss quick drag in a way where they do not look okay. They look so funny.
Problems.
And it made me laugh so hard. And then to have them in quick drag, crusty wigs, these teeny tiny Ross Dress for Less shorts, and then to give them a WNBA basketball. That was not an NBA basketball. It was very tiny.
Really? I didn't notice.
It was a women's basketball.
Juju looks like two trolls stacked on top of each other. Both Chanel and Chad look like they're like MILFs at a PTA fundraiser.
And then Chad, okay, so I watched it on Daily Motion, so it is slowed down.
Sure.
And
for copyright?
It's a little deeper.
Yeah, so Chad is just like
and that made me laugh so hard. I paused it and rewound it. It made me laugh. And then I was like, you're pausing and rewinding something nobody else is hearing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's perfect, though, because like there's also a funny moment earlier in the season where Chad's like, I'd fuck me. But then when you listen to that sketchy website version, it's like, I'd fuck me. It's really fantastic. Raven is so hot, too.
Raven's body is sickening.
Good God.
And then I love her early 2000s belly button tattoo.
Oh, the curse of the gay demon.
I love Raven.
Me too.
I'm dying to meet Raven.
I will die when I meet Raven.
When I did Drag Race, I saw Raven and I didn't know how to say, oh, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Right.
I think you're stunning.
Yeah.
I think you're beautiful. I really like you.
Yeah.
And like you're... I'm also just a fan of her confessionals.
Oh.
They're very funny.
She's perfect because she's a cunt, but she's
yes.
Where is the lie?
Where is the lie, though? Where is it?
I can't find it. I'm looking.
I can't see it.
Hold on. Check under the rug.
To the lies.
Wait a second. Let me get on my lie detector. None.
I love her.
I love her.
They play a game of horse that they call fish, which is, adequate. Also, when Rue...
They play it wrong, but I love it.
Did they?
Kind of.
Of course.
They play it a little weird, but that's neither here nor there.
H-O-R-S-E. R-S-E. Yeah, so it's...
Fish. F-I-S-H.
F-I-S-H.
They just play it kind of weird.
H-O-R-S... Oh, yeah, they miss a...
They miss a letter. Anyway, the rules were weird, too.
They miss a shot.
They miss a right.
So in horse, it's like two layups, 2 points at the foul line, and then the 3-pointer.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, so you know more than me.
I love basketball. I used to play basketball.
Way maybe more than me. I know, in the lady leagues.
No, in my youth.
In your youth?
In my youth.
Wow.
I should play in my youth.
In my youth?
Yeah, I really good at boxing out. I had a fat ass even then. Mm. I was a power forward.
I played it because my dad was trying to help me lose weight when I was a fake little child. I was so bad. To the point where I would show up and my teammates would go, ugh.
You know what's really interesting? Whenever parents are like, do this activity to lose weight, you're like, I don't like this activity.
Yeah.
Like if my mom brought me to a pole dancing class in my youth, I probably would have been really happy and I would probably just be in better shape today.
And CPS would have taken you away.
In Russia, there's kids pole who dancing? Pole dance. And they're trying to lobby to get pole dancing in the Olympics.
Here in America, it sucks. It's conservative. But like here in America, people would be like, whoa.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. They'd be like, especially a little black girl pole dancing.
Right. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just make the argument. I think they should have picked a game that's more drag reliant.
Okay.
Here's my pitch. I don't think they have to do this, but this just sounds like fun to me. What if they did a game that was like drag charades? Where like
Dragarades.
Like for instance, they're like, you're drag, yeah, like you have to go do Madonna. So they're like, you have maybe let's even say like 3 minutes to go for like go dress like Madonna or something for this drag charades round. Maybe it's even a minute per celebrity.
That's
and it's like
fun.
Couldn't that be kind of interesting?
Yeah, but then I feel like you might burn someone's Snatch Game character.
Interesting.
Because some girls literally come with one character in their
pocket.
Well, they
can't talk in charades, though. So you just have to give the face and the look.
Okay,
it's just a pitch.
No, it's a good pitch. You know, bloop, bloop. She works on the show. You should contact
her.
I don't know if that's public knowledge. Marissa Kiel. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. We just said bloop, bloop because we know someone who might be working on a season of
maybe,
Drag Race.
Who knows?
But it's not our business to say.
It's not, yeah. I have a real issue with telling other people's business because I tell a lot of my business.
Right, because we don't believe in secrets.
I really don't. I had an interview the other day where she was like, how do you deal with tragedy in such a comedic way? And I was like, yeah, I save my tears for home. Those are for me. And then she was like, well, why don't you share it? I was like, I don't think people want to come to a comedy show to see me get on stage and just cry. I was like, my tears are for me and my therapist.
I save my tears for my boyfriend.
You cry in front of your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes before sex.
What?
Okay, this is got weird. But I will tell you the full truth on that.
Okay.
Is like sometimes like there's been a couple times and this is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the tea. I've been like, we're like getting intimate and something's on my mind and I'm distracted and then I feel guilty about being distracted and I'm not present or like feeling good about myself and then it just all comes out.
See, I want
because sex is so vulnerable.
I want to be in a relationship. I want my boyfriend to cry before we fuck.
Oh, he loves it.
I want it.
The truth is he loves it.
Really?
He genuinely loved it. He was like, I like that in a weird way.
I want it. I want that weird shit.
I'm weird. Then once again, no secrets.
No.
If you're listening and you're going, how dare you say that? I say, suck a prick.
Suck a prick.
Suck a prick. We're one more thing.
Yeah.
Before we take our break, we have to talk about how boring those phone calls home were. Well, Raven's. Because Raven called her mom in season 2.
Yes.
And it is one of the most dry pieces of reality TV.
So, okay, her mother warmed up this season.
In this season.
Because in season 2, her mom was just like, all right, David.
And Raven's like, okay. Mom. Mom.
Mom.
She's like, what?
Hello.
It's me. Oh, hi.
Well, it's like she doesn't live with her mom.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
And then, I don't know. I don't want to speculate about her mom or whatever. But I was like, she was probably gone for like a week or two at that point.
Right.
They make it seem like they're gone for months.
She feels like a SoCal mom, doesn't
she?
It feels like she's just like, I see her all the
time. But then this time around, there was a twinkle in her eye. And I was like, oh, I think she watched the show.
And was like, oh, that was
weird. And understands that Raven is a star.
Yeah.
And this is exciting. Because a lot of times parents and family don't understand. Like, this is the first year that my family has understood what I do. And
really?
Yes. And I've been working for, you know, a little bit now.
Truly.
So I get it. I would get her opening up a little bit more and being more excited this time around. Because at first it's like, okay, so my son's on a reality show as a drag queen.
You don't understand you're being recorded.
She doesn't live with me.
He got a FaceTime call.
Yeah, so I guess he's going to call me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think it's like confusing.
It is.
Now that she gets it, I like Raven's mom.
She's cute as hell.
It is funny, though.
It's not the same drama as when Chad talks to her boyfriend and he says,
yes,
I love you too, baby.
Uh-huh.
In season four, when it's like their 8th anniversary or something, and like there's flowers in the shot of the FaceTime call. I live.
I want to love someone so much that me being away for 4 weeks
shatters them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're gone for a month.
And you can't talk to people.
I mean, you can't talk to people. So I understand the person on the show breaking down, but like, when the person at home is like, baby, come home.
Do you want me to recreate it with you right now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go.
So,
call
Rue,
me.
I won. Okay.
Yes, you won.
Also, I looked at the wall. Like, Rue,
yes, you won.
Right there. Oh, I've officially lost my mind. Okay, let me go to the Interior Illusions Lounge and I'm going to make my call. Beep, boop, bop, boop. Hello?
Nicole.
Hi, it's me.
Hey. Oh my God, I missed you.
Oh my God, Mono, do you?
I missed you so much. Are you doing well?
Yes, I'm safe. I'm doing well.
I don't think you're taking this moment. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. I want to propose.
Oh, do you?
Right now.
Dang, all I was trying to do was think about the next lyric to that Kelly Clarkson song. A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
So do I.
I love her little arms.
And with that, we will go to break. Yes, we're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson's weird arms and the maxi challenge right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
You think her arms are weird?
Not weird. I think they're just a little short.
Sure.
I think
you might be right.
Just like a little shorter.
I have short arms for my body.
Do you?
I do. Or I just, yes, because I realized this. I wonder, I was doing some sort of like when I've done like yoga classes and stuff like that, or when I had to like do something where like you like stretch out your neck and they were like, stretch out your neck, but don't put your neck on your chest. And I was like, my hands can barely do that. You have short arms too.
I also have a short neck.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't have like a neck.
I've always kind of wanted a bigger neck.
And I've always like, I'll like suck my chin up into my head.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, even if my double chin went away, I would still have a pretty short neck.
Yeah.
I also, one of my legs is longer than the other one.
I heard about this.
When I get drunk, I like, if left alone, I could just be walking around in circles.
Oh, I heard about this because I bump into people too.
Is one of your legs shorter than the other one?
Maybe. How do you know? You just like look really closely?
Well, I noticed the way I stand. I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. Like, oh, this is uneven. And then I was like, I think one of my legs is longer than the other. And then I went to the doctor and they were like, yes, your hip or your leg seems to be further up in your hip or something. I don't know. And then my sister, I used to like bump into her and I would always yell at her, be like, watch where the fuck you're going, Catherine. And then one day she was like, it's you.
You are the one.
My sister, someone said I make her sound like Minnie Mouse. Maybe Minnie Mouse sounds like my sister.
And that is what we're fucking talking about.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I'm little sister Meyer, huh?
Oh,
as we go.
Oh, I'm Catherine. Oh, Catherine.
I met your sister and she was, what a sweet little quiet angel.
She is so sweet and so quiet.
She was an angel.
I
and it was
love
like,
her.
I can only imagine the amount of yelling she's endured. That's right,
so
I'm coming
much,
for you.
So much yelling.
So the maxi challenge.
The maxi challenge.
Is Super Shiro.
What a treat.
I think it's fun.
I love it. So they have to do a lip sync as a superhero, or each pair is a villain or a hero.
Yes, they have to come up with these stories and these looks. Did you ever read comics or comic books?
No.
Barely.
Cartoon adaptations of comic books.
Me too. Like the X-Men?
The X-Men. Hot. And then I believe Sailor Moon is based on manga?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I watched
manga?
Oh, what? It's manga?
I think it's manga.
Oh, there's an N.
Or anime. There's an N.
So
because otherwise
MAGA?
It's MAGA. MAGA is bad, Nicole.
That's Mr. My President, Donald H. Trump.
No. Have you been going up to crowds of people and saying, I love MAGA? Hey, everyone,
no.
let's watch some MAGA.
No.
Because that is different.
No, just me fucking up here in the studio, my little safe place. I watched a lot of Sailor Moon growing up.
Yeah.
I love Sailor Moon. My sister
was
super into
it. And there's like some queer stories in
Sailor
Moon.
Yes, and it was really interesting because they didn't air that in America. So I think it's Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus. Our lovers.
Hot.
And I was like, just like put it on later.
Yeah.
If you're worried about kids, watch. I don't, but also like let kids see people. I don't know.
It's, we're getting
because
over
it's
that.
Like if women, if you can see straight people kissing, like what's the big deal? I don't know. It's really upsetting.
Yeah. It's
because
upsetting.
People are like, well, if the kids see the gays kissing, they're going to be gay.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
kids are
their straight parents made a gay.
Yeah.
So like, what is the logic in that? And then I posted this thing about guns. Here's another thing about things that I don't understand about people.
What?
So they're training canine dogs to like go to schools.
I saw this
to,
story.
Like, kill shooters or whatever.
I saw this story.
And I was like, LOL. Or just gun control. And then people were like, ah, here's another fucking idiot because
control's
not going to fucking do anything. And then they're like, people kill people with knives in countries where guns are banned.
That's
or they're
not
like,
true.
People can illegally have guns. And I was like, sure. But like,
no one kills at the volume people do with knives. No one and no one ever,
I mean,
ever.
Venezuela had a travel warning about coming here.
Absolutely.
Venezuela is number one most dangerous place in the world.
Amnesty International has told the world it's unsafe to go to America.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's really insane. And I'm like, so, okay, a car is a death machine. Mm-hmm. That's what my mother used to say. And it is. You can kill someone real easily in a car.
It's easy.
So, like, I have to get a license. I have to register my car, renew it every fucking year. And I have to have insurance for this car.
Right.
So why wouldn't you have the same thing with a gun?
For an even more literal killing machine.
I understand that it's in the Constitution, the right to bear arms.
I don't give a fucking shit.
The Constitution was written in 1778. Should we, like, forego bathrooms inside? Because that's what they were doing back then?
Yeah, what the
fuck?
Should
I shit in my hand and put it outside?
Do you guys only read books from 1776?
Yeah, it's like, it's so weird that,
do you watch TV shows only from 1776?
Yeah, you watch TV from 1776?
You watch what TV? What show was it?
What show was it? What show was it?
I bet it was racist.
What show was Ben Franklin showing us in 1776?
My beautiful black girlfriend. We'll be right back to my beautiful black girlfriend right after this message.
I would be on a show called My Beautiful Black Girlfriend.
I
absolutely would, because that would imply I was the beautiful black girlfriend. Honestly, I'd probably still be a sidekick on My Beautiful Black Girlfriend.
You would still be a best friend. God damn it. Okay, so here we go. Superheroes, good versus evil. Do you want to be the evil or the good one? If it's like us two, do you want to be the good one or the evil one?
Honestly, she's versatile. I think I could do either part.
America.
Because I think I could do like a really fun, angelic, like tongue-in-cheeky hero. And then I think it could be like a really devious, nasty, slutty villain.
I think you're more, I mean, you could do either, but I think think you should be evil is because you know how to make evil look fun.
Yeah.
That's a big
I'm
part of you.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Good. And I'll just be like, oh my God. I'll be like the Fifi, like the angel Fifi character from season 4.
Yes, yes, yes.
Remember when it's her and Sharon and they do a lip sync? That's just to send Willem
home.
Yes,
when she just, she's got that halo.
Oh, when she can't stop Christina Aguilera-ing.
I wear heels that hide in the moon.
And Lucian Badman Piani keeps saying, please
stop
that.
Is Lucian okay?
Is he back? Is he back or is he dead?
I don't know, but if anyone has any word out about Lucian, please let me know.
Yeah.
I would really like, I've been worried for years about this man. You know?
You know? Tell us. Give us an update.
Let me know. Lucian, if you're listening, let me know. Tweet at me.
Tweet. So then DM Rue comes in the room to stir up trouble.
Yes,
we should get through this. Whatever.
So Chad and Chanel are doing So she,
they start with
she,
fire pussy,
fire pussy,
and
from,
lactasia mega tits or something.
Yes, and then Chad wants to have red pubic hair,
right?
And it's like pretty filthy.
Yeah.
I'll say in a way that there was no whimsicalness to it.
Right.
So my whole thing about going blue is you kind of have like a nod and a wink that you're going blue, I mm-hmm. think, mm-hmm. to make it palatable. Otherwise, it's just like, okay, you're talking about fire crotches and lactating titties.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the twist and where's the joke? And like, what is the power? Like, give me what the power, like, what is...
Her fire puts out her milk?
The milk puts out the fire.
Right. So how was the good guy going to fight milk with fire?
I don't know. To me, if you needed to be fire crotch, mm-hmm. then that means you're a superhero. That means you infect cheaters with like scabies on their pubes.
Oh,
and you
I
make
like
their
this.
Crotch on fire.
Oh.
And you're just... Or maybe not cheaters, but like you're just
I
doing that. You're like doing that to people.
Then the enemy
so
would be like
your
mega
enemy
cheater.
Would, yeah, would, let's see.
Fuck stick.
Wait, let's see. So Firecrotch is the hero.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so you're infecting cheaters. So then.
Is the cheater just a big syphilis?
Maybe.
Or like a big old
yeah,
cock?
Your villain is like a.
Like a
is,
cock
is,
that
yeah.
jizzes evil. STDs everywhere.
You're, let's see.
What do you think? Let's see. Let's pitch
see, fire,
on this.
Because
we do need to get this pitch to Marvel as
we
soon
do,
as possible.
We do. So Firecrotch is infecting cheaters so they don't cheat.
Yeah, so then the villain is.
That means the villain is penicillin. Because.
So then Firecrotch is the good guy?
I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so Firecrotch.
Because Firecrotch stops cheaters.
Yes, yeah, so Firecrotch stops cheaters. So we need a villain who enables cheaters.
Right.
Because in our world of cheaters.
Mystery.
Superheroes help cheaters
yes.
or hinder cheaters.
Who enables cheaters.
So the villain.
What's
is
his name? Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
How about the villain is like Madam Whispers? You whisper bad things into people's ears so that they cheat.
Oh, I like that. Madam Whispers.
There you go. I fixed your fucking thing. We don't have to have lactasia.
Okay, then give me a one-liner from Madam Whispers.
The dick is better on the other side of the fence.
Everyone knows the dick is bigger. That's amazing. So wait, they talk about their complicated story.
Yeah, it's very
RuPaul's
convoluted.
Like, be less vulgar, which surprised me, but I get it.
It is surprising, but
yeah.
Again, I think Ru really likes for lack of a different person, like a Mae West.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, oh, aren't I being nasty right now?
Uh-huh.
Just a wink to it.
Come on.
I think that's...
Just a wink.
Mm-hmm.
Not a full... Because, yeah, she like just with charisma, uniqueness, serving talents, like, it's there, but it's not like, cunt.
Yes, that's a very good example.
Right.
Because you understand that it stands for cunt, but you're not saying cunt.
Cunt. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rujubi's story's a little complicated. They have to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't even remember it, and I watched it 30 minutes ago.
It was
ago.
Very... It was like, there was a Sunny, there was Solaria.
Oh, Melanin.
Melanina.
They live
Sophia
on the dark
Fierce.
Side.
Very complicated.
And then they had to inject people with melanin.
Because she has the TS gun, the tan
yes.
spray gun.
Tan spray gun. It was very strange.
It was super strange. Okay, so now, whatever. RuPaul reveals that they're going to lip sync. The losers are going to lip sync against each other at the end. Very
mm-hmm.
emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get one more twist. You're going to do the lip sync, of course. The choreo rehearsal. Okay, so this is in the choreo rehearsal when Chanel is being long-winded.
Word.
Yes.
Man, I love Chanel.
Uh-huh.
Also, I couldn't tell. In my version, she sounded winded. Like she
yes.
was just moving, and be like, and this,
was.
And this, and this, and this, and this. And I love that she was like, no, that's bad. This! And it's
oh
like,
oh my gosh.
I don't know if that's better, girl.
And I mean, like, your movements be like softer because you're good, and like mine will be sharper. But like, if you're back there, I should be up here.
I also loved all of her facial expressions. Her mouth never closed.
No.
It was like, ah, ooh, ah, 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 this, ah, ooh, ah. And then at one point she's on the floor, and then Raven is like, girl.
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 Girl. And then Chad has to tell her she's wrong. Where she's like, is the staging unfair, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and it was really interesting to watch the performance after, after all that. I was like, Chanel, you were front and center the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you thought that anything was unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, we'll get into it on Untucked, but they were reading her little jump out in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's how you pull focus.
Yeah.
That's how you get people to look at you.
Yeah.
All is fair when you're trying to win fucking money in a competition.
Yeah.
I also loved it. I thought it was so theatrical and fun.
It was
and
great.
Like, she looked like a page from a comic book.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fucking cool.
Evil. And I did overall think the ornateness of their costumes were a little more fun.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, should we do the runway?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, we should do the
runway. The only other
thing
I want to say is there's the hotel wake up, which I miss so much.
Oh, I miss that too. Them as boys waking up naked.
God. I miss it so damn much. And then back in the workroom, Chanel's giving soccer dad, whatever. Okay. Yeah, whatever. The boyfriend calls. That's pretty boring. Raven says she doesn't want to go home as runner up again. Cry. Motherfucker cry. Yeah. Chujubee says, I can't wait to do it with you to her boyfriend, which made me laugh.
I can't wait to come home and do you.
Great. They talk about casting. They talk about the Snow White Queen.
Also, I love that Jujubee's boyfriend's like, I've been eating better. And she's like, what have you been eating? He was like, spaghetti. And I was like, that's not better. Spaghetti's full of carbs.
Spaghetti's like, yeah, you would never be like, health food, spaghetti.
I'm on a diet of only spaghetti.
Yeah, I guess we're pretty much ready for the runway. They're all just talking some shit in the workroom, but nothing too big.
No.
They kind of they call out Chanel for like talking about how she wanted to eliminate herself on last season, on the first season.
Yes. And Raven said,
Don't you think
that if Rue wanted you here, you would have stayed? Ooh. She said that in the confessional, and I was like, I mean, yes and no, because everyone wanted Adore to stay in her season, and she left.
That's true. She really left.
So I think if you want to go, Rue will let you go. Bendela, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't even.
Man, I was really bummed when Ben left.
That was Bendela, crazy.
I need to see her live. I thoroughly enjoy her so much.
Me too. I want to see her and Jinx show.
Fucking treat.
She's so fun.
So fun. So many of these queens are just so much fun.
Such a hoot and a holler. I want to see all their shows. Oh, God. They do shows at the Montalban. We need to go to see it to the Montalban.
Yeah. I think next summer I'm going to go to P-Town for a week.
Because
all the queens do shows there. And it's, like, fun. And I thought about doing shows there, but I don't want to take up space. I don't want to.
I think you could do a show.
Maybe.
Do two shows.
I very much worry about taking up space in queer spaces.
In a queer area, yeah.
Where I don't fully identify as queer. I date who I want, whatever.
Sure.
That's just like my only worry, because I can go perform anywhere.
I mean, I think they'd be gagged to have you, but whatever.
But it just seems like fun. It seems like a real gay old time.
You're gonna be there. You're gonna be there to make them look good. You're there to support them, which is also
cool.
You're not fucking a bachelorette party hoe who's like, give me your dick. Hey, take off your wig.
Sherry Needles posted a video ages ago of a very drunk woman on stage who was being awful, but then she like falls down. So like that was kind of funny. But yeah, like. I don't know why people act so poorly at drag shows, at stand-up shows, at improv shows. Just did a fucking show where there was a lull in the conversation. This woman had been talking. I was going to address it, but there was a lull in the conversation, and she had said something at full volume, and she was like, ooh. And I looked at her, and I was like, yeah, that's what happens when you talk during a fucking show. There's quiet moments and loud moments. We're going to fucking hear you. Shut the fuck up. And she was kind of taken aback. But I was like, oh yeah, it's an improv show. Like, you're not used to someone being like, shut the fuck up.
I can interact with you and tell you to shut the fuck up.
God.
I love it when you just do it because it's a lesson for everyone.
Yeah, just shut up.
Shut up. Or what you can do, what I've done before too, is like stop the whole scene and being like, okay, great. You want to talk? Let's talk. Like literally just interviewing them. Just like, let's talk. It's risky, but there's a way to do it where you're just like, no, let's make it. No, me and the girls came over like to come talk to you because you've been talking, right? Uh-huh. I've done that before and it's pretty funny.
In my stand-up shows now I go, hi, how are you? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, so you were talking a lot. And they're like, sorry. And I was like, no, it's okay. Come here. And they're like, what? I'm like, come on stage with me. And I make it sound like we're going to have a really great time. And then I hand them the microphone and I go sit in their seat. And I go, talk if you want to fucking talk. And I leave them alone up there. So they flail and they get really upset. They're like, I don't, what?
You wanted this.
Yeah, you wanted this. You wanted attention. Now you have so much of it.
You fucking bitch.
Uh-huh. Because it doesn't work to just yell at people sometimes. Anyway.
Runway. We saw the lip sync moment. Everyone killed it in that. Everyone
did
fucking
good. It was a great lip sync.
Now the runway where they turn from their
glamour models to their models of the world to their villains.
Chad's out first. Holy shit.
What a beautiful dress.
That is, maybe, to me, it might be my favorite thing she's worn on the runway ever.
I think, no.
It's up there for me.
No, she wore a bodysuit that I really enjoyed. I can't remember. Was it on her season?
Is it in the next episode?
Oh, you're right. It is the next episode. It's her. Yes.
That's a sickening bodysuit. Yeah.
But this dress was so beautiful.
It
and
was flowy.
Her makeup's
and
a little harsh, but I really like it with the dress.
Yeah.
It really all just worked for me.
It really worked. And it was like, oh, this is a weird. It made Juju's dress look less good. Because Juju also wears a really beautiful red dress.
Yes.
But after you see Chad's dress, you're like, fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Chad just looked stunning.
Stun. And then I like her superhero look. It's really cool. The hair is amazing.
Like the super. Wait, do you have. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I can make it happen. Can you see? Pretty good.
Wow. Your screen is so clean.
Really?
Mine is covered in jizz.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I usually come in my
little jizz. Yeah, see, the makeup is harsh, but I really like it.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it works with, if we're talking superhero, it works. It works. Their looks are really good. Rue's look is so good.
So stunning.
This
Rue, honestly, I do love it.
It's great.
It's like gauzy, chiffon-y. It's got a dropped waist. It's like it's several styles in one.
Yes. And how is she pulling off this like unteased wig so beautifully?
Yeah, there is a lot of unteased wigs in the earlier seasons.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the hair. This like mohawk-y look, mullety mohawk. I also
Rue reacting.
This show used to be so much more campier, and I really miss it.
Rue reacting to Chad pointing a fake gun
that they put some special effects on after.
Right. So funny.
Oh my god. Chanel. Chanel has costumes for. I want to go in her closet.
Yes.
Chanel. So Santino questioned Chanel's style.
Right.
Her whole season, the first season.
That's true.
I like Chanel's style.
I do too.
And I'm like, am I crazy?
Am I cuckoo?
Yeah, because like that dress is flawless.
Yeah.
So everyone critiqued this as saying that it was like sex shoppy.
Yes.
It's Catwoman.
It's Catwoman.
Fully Catwoman.
Yeah. It's what a bad person would wear.
Yeah. She looks so hot.
It's hot. The blues and blacks work well together.
I'm here for
the hair. The
spiky,
hair draws
sickening.
I like the tit necklaces.
Just enough titty.
The spikes. The lace.
Arms out.
It's hot.
I'm here for it.
See, Jujubee looks good, but you know what I mean.
Yes, because Chad's was so stunning.
It's a little. It's quite similar, really.
It's similar. But it doesn't have like the excitement that Chad's dress has.
Right.
But also, Juju's makeup is flawless, and we got another flat wig.
She looks maybe the prettiest. She looks really maybe the fishiest she's looked I've ever seen.
She looks great. I do agree with the critique. She has a hairdryer.
She has a hairdryer. That's a gun.
And they had some rays coming out of
it. The saddest part where they had to cut off that They had to ruin that hairdryer to make it look like a gun.
Sure did. I do agree that she needed a belt.
Something.
And I wish she was wearing a boot and not a pump.
And interesting.
Then I love Raven and her poochie.
Oh my God.
What a stunning
South Beach
dress.
Whore from heaven.
She truly looks like she is. She came from the beach.
Yes.
She didn't have time to do anything to her hair. So we got a Wigs and Grace wig that's not been teased.
And she's going to the beach club to party.
Yes,
with her friends from Milan.
And then, okay.
The evil look. What do you think?
Editorial.
Love
this
it.
This is like editorial villain.
It's amazing.
So for me, this is not comic book. For me.
Interesting.
This is not cartoony.
Interesting.
For me, this is like stunning.
Yeah, like, it is stunning. I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, to me, it's great, though. But you're saying it's too gorgeous?
I think she's
to be
too,
comic
it's
book-y?
Too beautiful to be comic booky.
Right.
And then it's like, what would that toy be?
Right.
You know, with like the mask on or whatever. But like, that being said, stunning.
Amazing.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Raven is masterful with makeup. Like, the way she
can,
like, she really... I just like the way she like draws her lip. Like everything is just so beautiful.
Amazing. And I've always like, even when she was like less sophisticated, I liked her makeup in season two. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But like now it's like gotten a little more detailed, but I like always loved it.
Yeah. I like watching the evolution of queens from like when they started to like now. And I like cannot wait for my evolution when I figure out eyeshadow.
You think you don't know eyeshadow?
I can't. It's so hard. The only reason why it looks good today is because I didn't do it.
It does look good.
Thank you.
Now we have to talk about the lip sync. Holy fucking shit.
My, what a heartbreaking lip sync.
This is one of my favorite lip syncs, hands down.
It's so emotional. And Juju... is just, you feel every emotion she is going through.
Both of them. And I was saying, I talked about this on an early episode, like that high, the high frequency of the song mixed with like slow, sad dancing is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. And Raven is smart enough to give face as her eyes are red crying.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's, you know, I really like watching queens on the show who like want to be there, are grateful to be there, and like love what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, some like a fucking Charlie Hides.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to shit on Charlie Hides, but like you just stood there.
It was terrible.
And then you were like, we don't lip sync in England. And it's like, okay,
shut
but you're on the show here. And like the thing is, you got to lip sync if you want to stay.
To quote Cynthia Lee Fontaine, "Come on, Charlie, let's go."
Man, Cynthia Lee Fontaine, my cuckoo,
my cuckoo. Hey guys, you still like cuckoo? No, not really.
No.
But no, that's
so
a waste. And it speaks to how it's very easy to be successful after the show now.
Yes.
Back in the day, it was like this is one of the only queer spaces to be successful. I can't throw away this opportunity.
Yes.
But now people are like, oh, whatever. I'll like do a YouTube channel now.
Ugh.
Can I say though, this is a very earned double save.
I think so.
There's
in
a few
a
double
way,
saves in the history where you're like, well, I don't care.
What's a double save that you didn't care?
Season three, when Carmen Carrera and Jada Sophia both stay on the Spanish version of Oh Mickey, You're So Fine.
Sure.
It's trash. And it's the first double save ever. And it's just like, it's a real waste.
Yeah.
Because they save Carmen twice in that season. And once again, she's barely stoked about it. She's barely.
Carmen is an interesting character to watch.
I would love her to come back because I think she would be really dramatic. And
I think she'd be
cunty.
Dramatic too.
Yeah. But I doubt she would because they have a pretty poor relationship.
Do they?
Maybe.
I think you're right.
I think there was a lot of infighting with the use of triggering language amongst the trans community. And I think they might be on bad terms. But she fights
Carmen
with everyone. She fights with
never
everyone.
Never seemed excited to be on the show.
No.
Which I was like, girl, this
girl.
Is it.
And man, we'll never know. But I want to know everything because I miss the old seasons where Shangela, they would just, everyone would call each other out so crazily.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, also, I loved Chad referenced the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Has Chad referenced the Hunger Games, I
twice.
Think
twice.
Just twice. The first episode and that episode.
When he enters mm-hmm. and then in that untucked episode.
I wish it was like a prequel to Shangela's mapping of Game of Thrones.
It kind of is.
Man, that I don't even watch Game of Thrones, but it made me laugh so hard. And then at DragCon, she had a Game of Thrones fucking booth.
Yes.
Shangela is so fucking funny.
She's iconic. Ugh. I can't. I love her. So they both get saved. The other queens in the back are excited about it. Chad's like, yes.
Yes. And then on my version, he was like, yeah.
It's exciting. It makes sense. Jujubee has that like breathing breakdown before they even decide.
And then Rue's like, help her.
Yeah.
And Raven's like, oh, okay.
Which is the second time Raven has helped a girl who was hyperventilating on stage.
The Tyra Sanchez.
The first time being Tyra winning.
Man.
Poor Raven.
I won't say nasty things about queens because I think art is your art and it's not for everyone and it's subjective. But man, Tyra Sanchez is the pits.
Drag
her. She's bad.
She's really tough. She has a little, she's really, really,
she's
really
nice.
Tough. She's not
she
nice.
She said she wanted to blow up DragCon. I'll never get over that. That was the wildest thing I've ever heard.
She said Morgan McMichaels was dead.
Yes, you can't just say queens are dead.
It's tough when someone does that, but then they're like, I was joking. And it was like, no, you're not. You have to be fun to be joking.
That's like when someone says something really nasty in like an Instagram comment. And then, because there's been times where someone says something nasty and I go, oh, you can fully unfollow me. You were talking about my body. You never have to because I know what I look like. And then they're like, oh, I just wanted attention. I was just kidding. And it's like, well, you don't understand jokes.
No.
That's not a joke.
No, that's not what joking is. It's not what it's ever been.
You can't do that.
But if you give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
You can say anything.
You can call me a nasty little hog.
You can call me a brown fag nobody.
No, stop it.
Okay. What about a brown non-star?
No.
Okay. What about the missing cuckoo?
You can call me a bop bop.
Oh my god. Okay, that's also going to get a what was your sound effect?
Bop 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 bop.
That will never be said again. But we will give a quick little shout out to this lovely positive review given to us by Dugan. Cat emoji, headphone emoji, star emoji. Dugan, from this, it says, living for this, 5-star review, you will be gagged, you will be shook, you will death drop for your life, listen to every goddamn episode.
That's very nice. Thanks, Dugs.
We love you. Thank you for listening. Until next week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm close. Wait, hey, Manu?
Yeah?
Do you have anything that you want to promote?
You know what? I would love to promote my podcast on Patreon with Betsy Sodaro.
Yes.
We love trash. It's only $5 a month for some premium content.
Yes.
We talk about everything trash, including hot, nasty men, bad movies, stinky food, and naughty celebrities. You have to listen. It's a good time. So find me on the Patreon at We Love Trash.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicole?
Okay. If you like listening. I left Sashira a message like that for a full minute. Uh-huh. And then she was like, I didn't get it. My mailbox is full. I called her old number. It belongs to this woman named Susan.
Why do you know that?
Because we've spoken. Susan got a minute long message of me talking like a baby. And I never do this, but I left my full contact information. I was like, she's my email.
For Sashir's voicemail?
Yeah, because I was doing a bit.
Got it.
But, okay.
Because you know her.
Yeah, I know her. If you like listening to my voice, which I don't. Are you kidding? I hate my voice. I think it sounds very awful.
I love it so much.
Thank you. I really hate it.
Oh my God,
it's
really?
It's a thing I have to deal with when I do voiceover stuff because you have to like match your voice. So you have to listen to it. And then you have to be like, can I have a reference again? And it's like,
your voice is one of the best in the whole world.
Hey, Thank you.
You're welcome.
But if you like this voice, I have a podcast on the HeadGum Network called Why Won't You Date Me? A podcast on Earwolf's Network called Best Friends.
Oh, yeah.
With Sashir Zameda. And then I host a podcast where I recap 90 Day Fiancé with Marcy Jarrow.
Come on, podcast.
I am starting a fifth one.
Whoa.
But it's a limited one. I guess I can't talk about it just yet.
But stay tuned.
And maybe me and Lauren Lapkus talking about Star Wars.
Wow.
I told you the whole premise.
But you'll see. We can't talk about it yet, but we'll see what it is.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Well, you heard it here first. That's the tea. That's the truth. And we gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Spill a red to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her. That was a HeadGum Podcast.